Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? We live, Game 7 Radio. We here.
We are live in y'all living room. It's been a couple of weeks. What up?
That's right.
Game 7 back.
Yeah, finally back live. I know it's been a couple of weeks since we've been on. I see Tank. I see you voted.
Super Tuesday. Y'all guys are going with four clothes, but Super Tuesday, our West Coast listeners.
Do you know what time they're gonna start reporting? Or they probably start reporting right at 7 o'clock. So I hope all y'all out there got a chance to vote. If your voters at least vote. If you're gonna complain, at least vote.
Right.
But what's been going on with y'all this week?
I've been cooling, really. Joe, what you been up on?
Well, it's just been cooling. It's just been a real crazy week.
Lee, what you been on? You made it back before the tornado came. That was good. Yeah,
it's been the weekend.
She does that Nashville smoke.
Yeah, celebrating my friend's 40th birthday.
Happy birthday, Karen. Prayers out to Nashville people. Everybody who was affected by the tornado. I didn't even know it was that bad.
Right.
I didn't know it was like a tornado.
And we know how that goes.
Happy birthday, Cash.
Yeah, and we know how all that goes when it's the aftermath of a tornado looking for people. I was looking at the pictures today, and I automatically went back to April 27th, how chaotic it was. So I can only imagine. So
right.
You never want anybody to be in that kind of circumstance.
Entering that season, too.
Yeah.
Definitely entering into that season. So before we kind of go any further, I think if you see on the table, we got some Minute Maid Berry Punch. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got Canada Dry peach.
Okay.
And we got crushed peach, some exotic sodas coming out of Houston. These are some limited edition regional sodas that you can't find around here. So what we're going to do throughout the show is we're just going to taste some of these sodas to see what they're like as we're trying to push to bring this to Alabama. So, Tank, why don't you open up one of these and
we'll pop a seal. We're going to pop peach. Okay,
I have a disclaimer.
Okay.
I drink water and Dr. Pepper. The only time I drink juice, it's got a little in it.
Yeah, this is not juice.
That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to try mine like when the camera's off. Okay,
yeah.
You think you can taste this?
There you go.
Come on,
I just wanted to be known. Do not go off of what I think. Well, Jay,
you may make a believe out of me.
Who knows? It's about
three different.
Yeah, I think it's
going
to be
all right.
It's
going to
be all right.
You want some?
No, I'm going to try yours off.
I'm most definitely
putting hand in here. So this is a crushed peach exotic drink. Hopefully coming soon to somewhere near you. You'll see the first reaction.
What you thinking of?
It's a little stronger than I thought it was.
Got a nice little kick to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
like
as strong.
Yeah. It's not sweet. Just enough.
Yeah. It's not as strong as a Faygo.
It's not as strong as a Faygo. It actually tastes, if you remember when you used to go to the grocery store and steal the peaches.
I think it might have been just you.
Wait a minute.
I think that might have been just you.
You from the West, you ain't never ate no grapes out of the grass.
Great, but the whole peach, that is different.
You're not walking around the grocery store.
Wait. 12 grapes is a peach.
Ain't nobody ate no 12
grapes.
You might get a bag of grapes.
But a whole peach. You can put a grape in your hand and walk off.
Yeah. But that's a smooth taste.
You know, like the skin. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
The skin of the other little fruit that kind of tastes like a peach. It's not a peach.
It's actually pretty good.
I like it better.
Because I'm not a big fan.
Oh,
I'm going to say this out loud because I'm probably going to get my black heart revoked. A Faygo.
A Faygo?
Yeah, because it's real sweet.
So what do you do at barbecues? You just don't go?
I take my own drink.
Oh, you have to.
Definitely a Ciroc.
Most definitely a Ciroc mix.
Is there anything that you would mix it with?
Ciroc.
Oh, I'm sorry. I totally missed it. I totally missed that whole conversation. I was talking to me.
Yeah.
But you go with peach Ciroc or you go just regular Ciroc and just mix it with it?
Actually, I probably would, because since this flavor is kind of toned down, I probably would go with a kettle. I probably would go with a Cajun.
And the peach Ciroc would be real good with it. Or even a lemon.
Do you think they would over peach it? Maybe.
I don't think so.
I think it would over peach.
I don't think so. I don't never taste the peach. I taste a subtle peach in it.
Yeah.
Let's try the dry peach.
Are we trying them back to back?
We can go. Say we're not. Yeah, we got a rest.
I know we're going to be talking to this man cracking the bottles open.
Man, I done seen this man. I done seen this man drink. Don't get me started with I done seen this man drink. This man talking about a soda.
I heard he legendary in the business. Over there talking about a kettle one.
Canada Dry peach.
Wait, two peaches?
Two peaches.
Listen, a little more orange. Viewers, hope you can see Canada Dry peach, crushed peach. This is like a coochie peach, and this is like an orange peach. So make it say, watch my mouth.
What kind of peach?
Coochie peach.
Coochie peach.
Coochie pink peach.
Coochie pink peach. I'm gonna tell you one of those.
And this is like, this is like.
It tastes peach, but it tastes
it looks,
orange.
It looks like mandarin.
Do you taste a little orange?
I mean, look at it.
I definitely taste orange in that.
What did it say, peach?
It says peach, mm-hmm. but that's more, it's not strong orange. It's
mm-hmm.
not, it's, that's definitely not no Mini Maid orange, but that's a more subtle.
I like the crush, my vote. Coochie pink crush over the orange peach.
You want to change the name?
What was it
about? It'll say it.
It's going to go hard.
Coochie pink peach.
Yeah, I see you on there.
Coochie peach pink.
Okay.
All right. So, which one would you? Which is your favorite?
I like the actual crushed peach better than that because I'm not sure what I'm drinking. So that one's got like a medicinal aftertaste.
Right, like Pepto Light.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like it tastes good when you first drink it, but then
the
aftertaste.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would agree.
All right, so as we keep continuing to go, we're going to go ahead and jump into the news. So, Tank, what's going on in the news?
This week, entertainment, hip-hop, R&B, sports news. We're going to start it off with Young. Before we get to our favorite person, we're going to start with Young Dolph. Young Dolph has scrubbed his Twitter, scrubbed his Instagram. He's trying again. Tamika, I don't know if you know Young Dolph. I know a lot of these rappers do side out time. Surely you know Young Dolph, right?
When he into it with Yo Gotti.
That guy.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Look, what, 2 years ago, around the same time, we got shut up.
I'm quite
proud. But now he's talking about retiring. He wants to spend time with his kids.
Straight up.
So, you know, that could be something to me telling me he's not going to retire.
Nobody retires.
Nobody
retires.
Not at the
game.
I can't name a Young Dolph
song. What is he
retiring?
Preach.
Oh, that was how long ago? About 3 years.
Well,
did he retire? The people not listening to his music, but him.
Nah, he's kind of independent. He's been going through a lot of things. One of those other rappers you didn't know that got killed was his cousin, was his real cousin. The dude,
Juice WRLD.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I think a lot of that, even when you look at athletes, I think a lot of people are looking at, if I get enough money to jump off, you know, a lot of people are retiring at ages that they never retired. I mean, you see that a lot in professional athletes before that we didn't see growing up.
I always wonder, like, at the caliber that Jay is. VR, why are they still performing? Like, they have to actually love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I mean,
the money, they have the money, you know what I'm saying? So, it has to be a love for it. And if you don't have a love for it anymore, then...
They clearly love to do it. I think they just love it. Speaking of our favorite friend, Jay, before we get to the Boosie movie. Me and Joe try to go week after week. They would not keep our homeboy name out of their mouth.
They refused to do
well,
it.
Megan Thee Stallion went on a tournament yesterday.
Yeah.
She went with her record label, her original record label, 1501. She signed to two record labels, 300 Entertainment, as well as 1501.
Mm-hmm.
She came on and did a big rant about them not allowing her to release any new music. She got a project supposed to be scheduled to come out this Friday. So she ran it, rah, rah, rah. My contract was bad. I went for a contract renegotiation. They told me I could release in the news.
Mm-hmm.
But she did get a judge to come in today, and the judge did a restraining order against 1501, so her project will be able to be released Friday. Now, Carl Crawford from 1501, also of the Los Angeles Dodgers,
mm-hmm.
one of the owners of the team, he spoke like pretty much saying, hey, Megan's lying.
What?
You know, what she's saying is not true. The 64 part is true, but she's lying. T. Ferris, who's a Houston native and real known in the music game, who's his partner, actually wrote up Megan's contract And he said, you need to holler at T. Ferris. And then he brought up Jay and Yo Gotti and said, it was Jay and Roc Nation and said, this is what they do. They find the small things and bring them to the light. Now, my part is, that's what you want management and your lawyers to do.
That's what
they're there for. I mean, some people are like, yeah, I said, well, nah, I wouldn't say she's tripping. That's what great management and good representation is going
to do. And that's what Jay has to do, artists, to get them better.
Right. Now, her contract is 60-40. Radio, I mean, the record label gets 60%. She gets 40%. And out of her 40%, she has to pay for producers, pay for engineers, pay for videos.
But see, and on top of that, like, they killing her performance pay. I want to say they 30% on all her performance.
Yeah, they 30 points.
That's where most artists make their money at. Is
yeah,
the
but they own her performance. They I want to say they own like her, the likeness of the name and all the stuff when it comes to like her getting deals. She signed a terrible contract. I want to say she said she 15,000 is about.
Well, the contract was maybe 10,000 around 10 or 15.
Yeah,
like,
that's horrible.
I asked the question. Some people say she was young and didn't know. I say she was 20 and a college student. Should you sign anything that you don't have the complete understanding of?
Never.
I mean, it wouldn't have took no more than 2 days to go get a lawyer just to
and
read over the contract.
If somebody wants to allow you to read it, then you don't.
That's a problem.
Time
you can't find
it.
Yes.
What do you guys think on that? Do you think, I hate that Carl brought Jay up. Also, they said that Megan brought Jay Prince's name up, which I thought that was kind of foul.
Okay, be careful with that.
I was like, come on, Megan. Hold on, Megan.
Yeah, like, be careful with that.
Careful,
that. You ain't that big.
No.
You are not that big.
Your booty not that big. It's round, but come on.
It's a missile about to be a cold girl.
And then I know her mom helped her
right about that.
Sign that deal. Yeah. But her mom wasn't really a manager. She was
no.
a mom. You know what I'm
no.
saying?
No.
A mom.
Yeah, it was an awful deal. Like,
I
just read most of it. It's terrible.
I would say the first thing that gets on my nerves, that bothers me, not to defend Jay-Z, but Jay-Z is not in all of these meetings. Jay-Z is
right.
the CEO. He does not know about.
Right.
He does not get a phone call about Megan Thee Stallion.
Right.
I saw somebody on social media. They posting. I think they said the same thing. That that's just Jay-Z. Like, you think Jay-Z is involved in all of these little intricate? I mean, Jay-Z could be working on Jay-Z could be working on 2022 right now. He is not worried about he's probably working on 20. He is not working on a hip hop artist.
And our favorite guy, Boosie. These guys catch Boosie and Lil Duval at the game. I think Boosie said, "There go them Cowboys." He's back at it with the loop.
No.
Yes, he is. Him and Lil Duval said, "There go the Cowboys." They got up. They shimmy in at the game. They called loops open. Now, the Nukes, I mean, it was all, you know, fun again, because the Nukes was like, right, they paying me, they tapped in with me to do this. They did not tap in. Lil Duval was like, no, we did not tap in. The Nukes like, they tapped in, no champion. Lil Duval, we did not tap in. Boosie would not sit down.
Right. You got to also, when you think about it, you have to consider the source, considering the environment. Boosie didn't grow up with Kappas around him to understand or really give a damn about a fraternity.
It's kind of hard. I can say he didn't grow up with him around him every day, but a person who, like me, who lives in the city with the University of Alabama and still in college, spinning loops, he grew up in Baton Rouge with the Louisiana State Noops and the Southern University Noops.
He wasn't hanging
around.
He was at
the college
campus.
No, he wasn't in college.
Who's one in college, y'all?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Boosie come from a place where they don't. I guess what I'm saying is, like, he comes from a place a lot of people don't leave their neighborhood. You know, there's a lot of people out here who have never left their city or left their neighborhood.
Different from being poor in different cities.
I can agree.
So it ain't the same access. We cannot have anything and we'll have more access because we can walk to a lot of places, because Castile was in a lot of our neighborhoods. We could walk up the hill. So, you know, it
was like, almost all the HBCUs. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, Southern is kind of.
Mm-hmm.
The fight is set for the rematch. Y'all, we missed it last week. Hometown Hero Fair now. The set is back already, July the 18th, Vegas.
Did you say he fell down?
When I'm talking about, you know, lost.
Okay.
Lost the belt. July the 18th. Wilder Fury 3. Are y'all here for it?
I think that's a, I don't care.
But do you want him to get it back at least for the time, or does it matter? You really don't.
Yeah, I guess. I see Floyd has offered to train him.
Yes, but I don't know. You think he should go that route? I think it's too quick of a turnaround, in my opinion.
I mean, to me, the boxing thing is a social event. I'm not really a big fan, but of course, you know, you want your hometown to win and always be on top. So don't get it twisted. I just.
What say you, Joe?
Shut up, Jay.
No, I think it's up here about it. I think you can do it. Probably training, but I just don't like the quick turnaround.
Like when is the fight? When is
July 8th?
Oh, they pimping.
They put a date on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Joe, that's quick.
It's fast. I'm not saying with the power he has. I'm a boxing fan. With the power he has, I'm not gonna say it's impossible. But I've seen two fights of Fury outboxing the man.
Right.
I think he needs to go to the drawing board. If I was him, and I'm not him, don't kill me out there. But I do think maybe taking a year off. Just take a year off. Let the Fury thing happen. Fury and Joshua, let them go do their thing. And you get better and come back 2021 and try to beat them both. But I think that three, 4 month turnaround to fight a man who is clearly outboxed you. I wish him well.
I wish him well. It's just quick, but I do wish him well.
My money would not be on him. Let's just say that.
No money on the hometown.
Oh, man, I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Let me say this. Like, I have to, at some point, you have to take the hometown out of it. Like, at the same time that I love Alabama football, I'm diehard.
But you can also
I got
know
Alabama
from the first
tattoo.
Game how they play.
But I know about when I watched that defense, but I knew watching that defense that at some point that they was going to fold.
Yeah.
I know they was going to fold on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's kind of the same. And I go back to the Roy Jones, the Fernando Vargas, the Muhammad, the Mike Tyson days. Like, I just don't think he's a boxing practitioner. Like, I don't think that he's a fundamental fighter. And if you fight a fundamental, I mean, the same reason Tim Duncan, fundamentals are going to always, I believe, are going
to
always move.
Yeah, I don't think he ever claimed to be. Like, I don't think that's something that he has, like, put out there that, hey, I'm a boxing savant. You know what I mean? He has made his living on his right hand. So go out there, learn something, and use your right hand and try to put that man out. Because as long as Fury is standing, it's not going to be good. As long as he's standing. So, but you know, hometown, T-Town, stand up. You know.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to catch Vegas for the fight. Trying to be out there.
You trying to get out of
there? I missed the last week's SC Baby homecoming. It's so much losing miss SC Baby having homecoming. I'm still on my SC shit.
But I will say, I've learned my city. Well, I ain't going to say learn because I've always known it. My city would destroy you. When you have a mishap, they're gonna destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so my friendly advice for the hometown: duck away, cut the microphones off.
Cut the mic off.
Go get to the gym and cut the microphones off, man.
Because I mean, he's champ. About his business, just cut the microphones off.
Yes.
Put your nose to the ground and you know you can bounce back.
You the better man at night. I'm gonna go get better. I see you again. That's it.
How long did Rocky take off after Rocky went to Russia to train.
That's it for this week, entertainment, news, and sports.
That's what's up. Always entertaining.
All right. We're ready to kind of go into the topic.
Jamaica, what's the topic for tonight?
Why do you keep asking me? He was trying to do the assist,
the bounce pad.
Right. You know, you got this crazy circles of us. Like,
that's right.
Man, listen, let me tell y'all something about my guidance. I have been kind of off my rocker since 2020 came here. And I have not been on my game. I've been trying to hold it together. I'm this close to dropping the ball on everything. I started running away from home yesterday.
We as a team follow your lead.
I think the topic is.
So the topic is.
There you go. Come on with
it. Does sex still hold the same power?
Mm.
Is it still important in relationships?
Mm.
You know, I was thinking about this because I'm 43. So, of course, sex is not as important when you get to a certain age as it was when you was. So, I mean, that's a given. But this whole $40 thing, I think, has taken something away from it because it seems so cheap.
Will you go a little more detail on the $40?
So, it's this thing called Backpage.
For those that don't know.
It's this place called Backpage. It used to be, I think they finally shut them down and arrested the people that started. So you can go on these on Backpage and you can order you up something for $40. And they'll meet you in one of these hotels and they'll give you what you want and there's no talking. You ain't got to wine them. You ain't got to dine them. It's $40. Now, those $40 may get you in touch with the news or arrested, but it was $40. And there's some people I know that comes up in these have sat and talked to them that come up that just spent $40. So to me, it used to be a time where somebody was paying for it, it was expensive. It was a deficit. It was a you spent for it. Now it's just $40.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that took some value out of it because you ain't got to date nobody. You can just go get it for $40 and you'll be all right. Because these are people that, like some of these people that are getting arrested, used to think when people were picking up people, it was people that, you know, may not be attractive or socially awkward. These are dudes that I knew that have people and they're still spending $40.
They just wanted to spend a quick $40, is what I think.
Yeah.
I don't think
But it ain't enough women getting it for free.
I mean, here's a misconception. Like you can't, you're not necessarily going to get who you want for the $40. You know, you got to pick what's available for the
right.
Whatever's going for the 40.
Yeah.
It's not like Haley Berry's going for the 40.
Right.
You know, Gabby Union's not going for the 40.
Not going for the 40 ball.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. And you know, you it's like you say the 40 ball, there's a group of people that you know is in that $40 range.
Right.
You
know,
there's a $100 range.
And see, what happens is,
right.
I think happened with the 40 ball, he took away the Alagasco, when Alagasco left and Spire came, well, that left and here came the 40 ball.
Yeah.
You know, the 40 ball always existed. It was Alagasco in the water bill.
Right.
$40.
Yeah.
Alabama Power Company, 150, that's a key. Maybe 160, 170. I'm just saying, in our generation.
Yeah.
The 40 ball always kind of existed, you know.
And then, I think there's something taken away because there's just like social media. And we can't blame everything on social media, but social media put a lot of stuff out to light. Like, it's almost okay for women to be half-naked, and it's okay. It's no, there's no mystery anymore. You know, you can see your fave in their drawers. You can see your fave half-naked or just covering up their nipples and their crack because, you know, it'll get deleted.
Mm-hmm.
But all you have to do is cover those things.
That's what I think. The sensuality is kind of...
Right, it's
the
gone.
The mystery of death girl.
Right, the mystery is gone, and it's almost like if... You know, it's no mystery. It's just, it's all out there. So my 17-year-old son can see whatever, whenever, and it's nothing he got to break a code or I don't have to look at his history. It's on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's there.
And the nice of us, you know, having to watch a scrambled Cinemax.
Right.
As, I don't know how it was for you ladies, but as for guys, I'm going to speak for guys. You do not, y'all don't understand how hard it was for us to sit there and watch some shit you know you can't see.
And when about to move, even. When about to move.
You got
goddamn nipple.
One little.
Yeah.
Now they can straight porn her right now. Just like, great. Great to it.
Sex is stimulated in the middle of the day. You never saw that on daytime TV.
Uh-huh.
Now they busting it wide open on daytime TV. Right. It may not be all skin, but you know what they're doing. So it's almost like this is fine.
The access to sex has become so much easier.
It is
right.
Because when we're younger.
So it's devalued.
Yeah.
That's what I say, devalued.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A movie like a Forky's or a Beverly Hills. Because with a sex scene, if I watched the movie for my mom, even as a youngster, I would get up and dip for
right.
Whatever it is.
I'll be looking around.
Right,
right, right. Even if they were kissing.
Right.
Were
yeah.
Kissing.
But now.
Pull it close.
My mom, she left her hand on my eye.
It's so out there now. The kids, like you said, middle of the day, brunch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think the powder, because the powder is there, because domestic homicides and domestic abuse still high, and a lot of that does come from the power of sex.
Mm-hmm.
The power of you can't get with this young lady anymore, and you just do not know how to handle it. You cannot internalize it. You just, it's the end of the world. Or this young man, you're going crazy, keying up his car, or, busting out windows.
You can't really deal with the fact of somebody else getting it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
all that boils down to when it's stuff like that.
So I agree. I think the power of sex there, and I don't think it would ever go anywhere.
Right.
I just think the value of sex has decreased.
That's what it is. If I could put anything on it, the value has just, like you said, a 40 ball. It's actually a 40 ball song.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't know what the 40 ball is, or get the 40.
Yeah.
Let me practice giving them the 40.
Yeah. And I think sex isn't going to keep anybody. I think there was a long time where people thought that sex is going to keep somebody in a relationship
or anything of that
nature. There are so many other things that are.
Oh, no.
As far as a relationship, like she spoke on earlier, all of us are in relationships or been in relationships, been in real relationships or in real relationships.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more than sex. Now you can't be in a relationship and not have a sex.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying that. But it's so much other stuff that comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
The day in, day out of living with a person, understanding the person,
mm-hmm.
taking care of each other,
Because if you have, because if you're not communicating right, not getting along, last thing you want to do is touch them.
Mm-hmm.
So can bad sex ruin a great relationship?
Yep.
Bad sex can definitely ruin a relationship. Great relationship, I don't know, but to be, because let's say it was a relationship great, then one of the people's sex just follow, because it can't happen.
Yeah.
The man can get into the ED.
Mm-hmm.
The lady can't get into, she's not, she can have surgery now,
I tell my friends
so it can't change.
That, the whole thing with the Bible, I think it's a guide for a moral compass. And I believe the reason why they did not want women to have sex, want you to have sex for marriage, because they didn't want you to have a selection.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want you to know that there was anything else out there. But now that you know that other things are out there, you have been with somebody, you know the difference between it, and that's why it doesn't work. I remember dating someone, and I thought he was going to be my future husband. I was in college. He spent time with my daughter. He helped me study. We went to class together. Did everything. We went 3 months. I should have known him. Never tried to touch me. Never tried to do anything. Head over here, just like that one night, I never talked to him again. I act like I didn't. I had never met him before.
Mm-hmm.
But I was young.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about early 20s, and I did not know how to tell somebody. That one hit though.
Mm-hmm.
Experience let me know that that's not it. And he's the same person. The sex was just wet. And it wasn't going to get no better because the equipment wasn't there for the figure. But anyway.
Man, could have got better.
The equipment went. It keeps slipping. Yeah. Anyway. It wasn't going to get better.
Oh, no, guy,
you trolled. It was not going to get better. But that did not change that he was a great guy. It did not change that he would have been a great person in my life for my daughter. But I'm smart enough to know that that's not going to be enough. It's sex, all but sex is a part of it.
Right.
So
yeah, it's most definitely a strong part of it. How strong is the question?
Because I walked away from somebody that mistreated me and had me climbing the wall. You got to have both. You ain't going to bet it, so. It all plays a part.
I agree.
Just think about even when I was younger, that when you really think about it is, there's a lot of times that people have had sex with someone that the sex is good, but you don't want to be around them immediately after the fact.
Yeah.
So, you could have great sex with someone and not and could not mean anything other beyond that physical moment.
You have to know how to decipher that, though. The problem becomes, when you start interchanging the feelings with that. I used to say keep your heart out your panties all the time. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Because it rises just because he come in and tear the wall down for you doesn't mean he care about you at all.
That's right.
So you have to know the difference. But I would also say to my dudes too, you can't be holding hands and doing movie dates and forehead kisses if you know that this is just a physical thing. Because then you start putting feelings in You know what I mean? And the person.
But then how? But okay, so say for instance, because I tell people all the time, you have to listen to what people say, because I've known some guys that have been honest with women. And they say every day, I don't want a relationship. I don't want to be with you. Well, you doing relationship stuff, but listen to the words that's coming out of his mouth, because that's intimacy. You know, when you're with somebody, around somebody, I can lay my head on your shoulder and watch a movie and know we're not together because I'm listening to the words out your mouth. Because the way I came up dating, if you didn't explicitly tell me that we were together, then we ain't together.
But people don't want to hear that. That's what I'm saying, because they don't listen.
They keep going. But he, it does not matter what that person does. If they are telling you point blank, period, you have to believe what they're saying. The hurt comes from because you want to believe something. That have y'all ever watched He's Not That Into You?
It's a movie.
So pretty much that movie breaks down all of the stereotypes about how if a boy hits you, he likes you. How all the stuff that is indoctrinated into women, y'all never have to deal with. Like ain't no man alive telling y'all this bull, but women are always told these things. Fairy tale come from the guy in shining armor gonna rescue us. Like it's always something to do with one of y'all rescuing us, coming after us, or if y'all hit us, y'all like us. It's always been like that since we have been little girls. So,
who talks about it? It's like the leprechaun in Mobile. Who knows?
But you guys don't have to deal with that. Nobody is coming in and feeding y'all that bull, but we are constantly fed that bull. But at some point, you have to grow up and know that what somebody say is what somebody say. And even if their actions, if they're not answering the phone for you when they're not around you, if they're not returning your phone call except 2 days later, that doesn't mean he cares about you. Oh, he just scared of his feelings. No, he not. He know how he feel. He don't want you.
If a dude likes you, he gonna call you. It's really that simple. Mm-hmm. Guys are simple. If he likes you, if he likes you for the cookies or if he likes you for your heart, you gonna know.
We're not a complex being, even if you only sign up for the beatdown,
you're gonna know. Hey, what's going on?
You're gonna get that 1 o'clock a.m.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the things I hate. Some people say, mostly women, stop doing relationship shit if y'all don't want to be in a relationship. Wait a minute. Dinner is not necessarily a relationship thing. Mm-mm. People eat every day.
The least you can do.
What are these relationship things that? That people be talking about this guy,
though.
He confuses guys.
I mean, because, okay, say, Carrie, use her as an example. I text her today and asked her if she want to go to dinner. Does Carrie owe me anything?
No, we're going to,
you know what I'm saying? I go out, I do that thing with my friends, go to the club, you know, go to a party, go to a club. So what's the difference between that person? We're friends. We may be doing something, but until it explicitly said, you have to remember that you are doing just whatever y'all doing. But get this, though. You have the right to walk away.
You do.
If he won't commit or he won't do the things that you do, you can walk away. I made me a lot of it too,
but you know what I mean. I get the fact that that physical thing keeps you there. Like, so let's go back to how powerful it is. You want to walk away. You know what I mean?
But you can't.
You know what I mean?
Because I made me a lot of me.
Man.
I made me a lot of me because you know y'all will lie, y'all will lie. And so this is not what I want to do. And I'm very honest. I'm catching feelings. I want more. I know you don't want more. So I'm going to walk away. And they lie themselves into a relationship. But the truth always come out.
But see, that's what he says.
There's something powerful about you. That make him feel like I got a lie.
It's hard, you know, ladies. You may not be ready in a relationship. But if y'all going to get the dangling, oh, okay, well, I gotta walk away. No more handcuffs, no more strawberries, no more breakfast in head and bed.
We're going.
What about that, Jay? What about that file? What's wrong?
Say it again. I'm sorry. I was looking at some of the comments. We had a comment. Kiva said, men act a whole fool when you pull a them on them. But I'm single, though. Why men act foolish?
A them on men. What's that? I'm going to have to disagree.
Yeah,
y'all talking about we don't want nothing but the bust out? Nah, men ain't really true.
Yeah, what do you mean when you say a them on them?
Right, like I just want you to come through at 12 one night. And then the man catching, oh no.
Or the female smashing other dudes. Wow.
No.
Don't
always be
now,
about
her first women. Comment was that it takes growth because we are taught to believe actions and not words. Then here comes Jody acting like a whole boyfriend, but he don't want a commitment.
I mean, because he's telling you. He acting like it, but he's telling you that he don't want it. And Jody, the one that was in Baby Boy, he showed that.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway,
how many times he had to say of it?
Right. He showed it.
But I mean, we see that on social media all the time. It's like, who was that? Tyler Perry or who says that if someone shows you who they are, believe them.
The first time.
Yeah, I mean, they're signs. I mean, you know, we see it every day. You see it with people that you talk to. I can talk to a guy in 4 minutes and know if it's somebody I ever want to have a conversation with ever again. I don't understand how it takes that long. The signs are always there.
I love the way how our shows, you can always go back to old shows and bring them up because it goes to show you. Change, that's another thing. People try to change people.
Yeah,
that's a big mistake. You cannot manufacture this woman. You cannot manufacture
this
woman.
I'm a firm believer.
You're not going to pray him to this way. You're not going to pray him to this way.
I've known too many people that get married and swear that person going to stop smoking or stop doing it. They're not
going
to stop
smoking. Don't talk with them.
Just walk away.
They're going to smoke.
They're going to smoke.
Now, they might not smoke in the house with you, but they're going to smoke.
Right.
But a person has to look on the inside of themselves and feel like,
right.
You know what I mean? We got to stop smoking because of other things. But you just changing him, it's not going to happen.
Like changing now, somebody being a better version of themselves for you is different.
Right. And be clear.
But changing.
Right.
Just
even in a young mentality, you know, once you get a girlfriend, you're not going to be the whore that you was. If you
yeah, because you should have seen my face.
They're not going to do it.
You know, I was with somebody and they was like, oh, you cuss a lot.
You've been cussing the whole time the other night.
You need to. I mean, I don't curse at work.
Now, I do want to include that part, and I've been in a lot of relationships. But there is, and I don't know where it comes from, and Mika, you can speak to this, but there's a lot of women who really feel the need to want to change a man. And that's why they stick there and try to go through the bullshit, because they really think that they can change somebody.
That comes from my last live show when me and Joe told you how to make a boss. That's what women like to do.
Mm-hmm.
They want to run shit. Period.
He's a fat.
That's why you got.
Who I'd have been with that I changed? Try to change.
Hold on, listen. When it comes to the square dudes, they try to change them. Ain't nothing wrong with the square. You want? You just start pull your hand down a little bit. When it comes to the thug guy,
you ain't romantic.
Crumbling up the weed on the table.
Yeah.
When it comes to the not the
broke man.
When it comes to the broke man. When it comes to the y'all change. Y'all manipulate and try to control.
Who is y'all?
Women.
Yeah, women. Like,
but I'm
doing.
Not one
all
of
all y'all.
You are all y'all lies.
I'm going to say a strong 82%.
I'm going to say 93.
Okay, I'll ride with y'all.
You want to know why I'm going to say all y'all? Because I hate when people try to change me, so I leave people alone. That's why it takes me so long to find somebody.
Now, we're not going to say, now I don't want you to get, and listeners, viewers, we don't want y'all to get misconstrued. Me and Joe not saying 90% of y'all try to change us. We're saying 90% of y'all want to control.
Yeah.
That's what we back on.
Right.
Control.
No.
Change is part of, no.
No.
The power y'all using, y'all dangling over guys' head.
Would y'all just admit that y'all have the power?
You know this guy likes you. You guys know this.
Right.
He's going to do everything like you said. He's picking up your little daughter, putting the rest in her hair. He don't know shit about no damn for real.
Them hoes terrible.
But the fact is that if you weren't giving him none, he even gave him a shot to get none, he going to be through with the barrettes. Soon.
I remember when Kayla was younger, I would date, but nobody would meet Kayla. I didn't bring anybody around my child.
Mm.
But people would buy her shoes and clothes and all kinds of stuff. They saw the pictures of her, but she was never at home.
But they ride the hood with you. They just don't drop off the shoes. You know why? Now you feel a man. They ride right by Goodwill. Or ride right by the park and see these boys turn and flip. And he brown socks on.
If he hit you.
And your daughter got 10 pounds over.
If he hit you with how little mama doing, just let it go. Everybody will lie after how little mama doing.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean.
When you're mad at him, you know, I know I said I'm going to call you last night, kid. How little mama doing?
How little mama
doing? Most of you like to look.
Right.
Happy New Year's kid back. With the little frozen girl in there, I got that. What the mother with the beans on? I don't know what to get him.
We got a comment. We don't see it as change. We see it as helping you grow into what you see. We see potential, like Jay said, most of us. Yeah, I see it as control and change.
Potential.
Now,
key words.
Now, whatever you have going on, I will help. I'll help you with it, but I will not try to get in the way. If you ever show me any signs that you don't want my help, I will back away. But I will do everything I can to help promote, and all y'all are witness of this, help promote, help push what you have going on.
Right.
But I'm not going to push you.
We need help. We like
yeah,
we
but
like
I'm not going to try to, but I'm not going to come in here and say you need to take a basket weaving class. You ain't never been, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, I'm not going to do that, but whatever your goals, whatever that you're trying, if you tell me while we're dating, you want to go back to school, okay, baby, what brochures, they got this program, this and the other, I may not necessarily push you, I just may provide you with the information that you say you were interested.
And see, that's a huge difference there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I'm not gonna dog you and scold
yeah,
you.
But,
that's a big
but
difference.
Me knowing you as my little sister, I also know that, like you said, once they got, you still may be just, yeah. I'm
turning my head off. I'm
you
turning
know.
My head off, bro.
You know. So you're not going to say it loud. But you're going to bring brochures.
I'm going
to turn my head.
How many brochures are there?
You ordering them.
Oh. And this my sister, I love her. She's right. She's not going to be forceful, but you know what I'm thinking about going back to school. I'm here for you. You're going to have, you. Now you're trying to go to school. Now you're thinking about a 5 years old going to school, but you enrolled in summer school.
No, I feel what Keith was saying, you know, like her last comment about church members. Somebody, you know, in her church said that women married men hoping they would change, and men married women hoping they would never change. And I see,
that's a good comment.
Yeah, like I can see that different perspective.
That's a
like,
good one,
Keith. Yeah, like,
Keith, that's a good one.
Yeah, I rock with them.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was.
Because in the beginning, you might even see what them things do. When belly button chains on, it was not me. She got a stomach. Y'all going with it. She got the binding on. You can't even get in your pajama pants.
Why are you wearing my basketball?
My basketball shorts.
That's why, ladies, you got to.
I remember y'all was so innocent in the beginning.
You got to show up on. You got to show up day three. You got to show up day three with a fresh wash. You can't fool them. Yeah, you got to come out the box, man, whatever you are.
Yeah, but.
Don't be waking up like Whitley, brushing your teeth and putting on makeup. And then to your job. Then laying back on the pillow somewhere. The breath is so messy early in the morning. No, it is not. It's like a drag.
Right.
No, don't do that.
So I hope the ladies out there kind of get what we're saying. You know what I mean? I love that, though. Like, if I express interest in college or this and that, I want you to be my champion and ride with me on that. You feel me? But if I'm over here on the right, don't bring me brochures about what's going on the left. Like, don't push me over there if my heart and desires is over here. Because I'm going to buck against it every time.
Right.
Like,
I'm
sure brochure spots are good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right.
I don't want to find out today.
Not today. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen people, you know, I just want you to be, I'm just doing this for you. I just want you to be healthy. I want you to be.
Yeah.
They kind of put, and men do that to women. We're not saying that this is two-sided. Guys try to, like I said, guys try to start women from just doing what they like to do. And that brings down.
That hurts
relationship.
Right. I see, like, I know a lot of guys who just get so insecure about what this bad-ass woman about to become. They try to shell it up. Like, they will try to most definitely, like, put it in a box.
Right.
And I guess it got something to do with, and I can't speak for all guys, but I bet there's some dudes out there just don't want her to blossom into what the hell she's about to become.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
She may leave. And in reality, she may not.
And this goes back to what I said is, it's so important for her to notice these signs and actually take action behind them. Because if you don't, then you find yourself losing 2 or 3 years of your life.
Right.
And you can lose money, but time is one thing you're not.
Time you cannot.
Is one thing you're not going. And if he wants, and if he's going to do right, because, you know, one thing is, like, when we lose something that's good, if he's going to do right, he'll come back. But if you've got to do what's best.
Yeah,
you've got to do what's best for you.
He'll show you. You know, sometimes it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, and then sometimes you can walk away from somebody. They come back and act like they got some common sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a witness.
Let's do another drink break.
Let's do it.
See it on the next one. What flavor is that?
This is Mini Maid Berry Punch.
Yes.
That do sound like
it look,
a box.
It looks good.
Now, that looks like perfect.
Yeah.
Now, that looks like it's going to be
you a
problem.
You need some ice?
Yes. I'm wondering why you put it back in the
kitchen. What you call it? Mini Maid what?
Berry punch.
This looks like it might be the winner.
It do.
It may actually.
It looks styrofoam. You might double cup.
You said it looks styrofoam worthy. Yeah,
do
look styrofoam worthy.
Do exotic pop stay on the styrofoam?
Yes, it's like exotic pop styrofoam.
When I was
y'all get ready for this exotic pop
out there. When I was out in Dallas and I in Houston, I saw that like they really buy styrofoam cups.
What up, Keith?
Like real.
Let me get some more ice.
Exactly, Pops, Alabama.
That's a nice color there, I'll tell you that much.
You know what you're talking about?
He was there. She dated somebody that hushed her when she was in group conversations.
Wait a minute, she didn't talk.
That ain't the key, but I know. The key, but I know what a knock this ass. What's going on, Keith?
Yeah.
He was there. He was trying to stop her from blossoming. You can't let nobody stop your blossom, Keith. 2020, come get that on a shirt.
Now
let him stop your blossom.
Now, I remember many moons ago, I was somewhere and we were playing cards. Now, I'm very competitive. I am. And we were playing spades, and that person did not want to play with me. And so,
this is a male.
He didn't want to play with me.
Oh.
So I mollywopped. And so every time he came behind me, I started singing this song. She'll be coming around the mountain. He stood up and said, "If you don't shut the F up." And this is a room full of people that know me.
Mm.
My auntie said, "Go get that food. Because I'm going to smoke again." We rolled together. I left in his car. I said, "I'll be right back." And I left him in his car. Because if I would have stayed, I would have called the charge. Because what you're not going to do to me is talk to me crazy. And he got upset just because of a card game that he didn't want to play with me again. And we never saw each other again.
This is
he picked up his car. Right.
This is one of those things that
right.
What Jay was talking about.
Right.
You notice them. Yeah.
And just walk away.
And walk away.
You know, I've had guys talk to me real crazy. I had my feelings in my face. I wouldn't shit. And guess what? They never touched me again. You walk away. I don't care how long you've been together. Because if anybody can give words, Matt, and if you do not know how to argue in a constructive way, you can't be with me. Once you get to hollering at me, because I don't holler and I don't argue. So when you get to hollering at me, I know you ain't the person I want to be in a relationship with.
Right.
So you start wasting our time. Because I'm going to end up hitting you with the car and end up with him.
I got an interesting set fact. Did you know set boost your immune system up?
Uh-huh. If you got a cold, it'll clear you out.
That's what we don't have corn.
Big effect. That's what I'm on. I'm not getting the coronavirus tonight.
I'm not getting it.
But yeah, you got a stuffy nose.
So please understand that out there, listeners, like most definitely, all of you, sick, help the immune system, man. Get that right.
It helps headaches.
Headaches, stuffy nose.
You cannot
nose,
tell your man if
your
you got a headache.
You know what I mean? Good for
it will help the headache.
To not divert from the topic, I don't understand. I should have brought this up at the news. I don't understand this freak out on the coronavirus. I mean, the basic thing is if you're healthy and you do healthy things like wash your hands and take care of those things, you're going to be okay. Like, if you're older and you have lung and health problems already, is where the challenge is. I don't understand the freak out.
They gave a name to it. Like, once you give a name to it, it's over with. You know, swine flu? Mm-hmm. That just sound like it'll kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because there's a meme that was running around saying millions of people have died from AIDS and y'all still out here having unprotected sex.
Not only that, 96,000 people got the flu right now in the hospital.
Right.
In the United States.
Yeah.
Today.
Now, I'm scared of the flu. It's something yeah. Not.
It's kind of like what Joe said. It's the name on it. It's the hype around. Not saying that it's not a serious.
Yeah, it's a serious
condition,
thing. But yeah, you know when the media takes something and run with it.
Right.
He got everybody just freaking out.
Yeah. The media is a crazy promotional tool. You know what I mean? I'm just looking for the bang of it. Like what they selling off of it. Is like something they're gonna like start selling. Like you know what I mean? Who put stock in masks right now? Because they winning.
Mm-hmm.
They winning.
And then it'll come up to be
yeah, like,
it'll end up being some type of shot or something.
Right.
And you got to pay on and leave, get it in.
Yeah.
But the thing I hate with the panic is that the market is down. Mm-hmm.
It's
your 401k, look at it. If not, don't look at it. It may worry you. And even the Fed cut the interest rates by 0.5% because of the stock going to sell another 800 points today.
Mm.
So when you have these, and it all plays, the news plays a part, because there used to be a time you didn't know something happened until the 10 o'clock news. You know, news is just all day now.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it worse. It's a panic thing. They're having on the bottom of the screen, it's a massive plane crash. 75 people died, but you still see the coronavirus kill one in Washington State.
Right.
And you're more scared about that one in Washington State than the 75 people that just lost their lives. So...
That's about it, man.
Robbie just commented, and if you ever had pneumonia, it will, I think it heightens your chances of getting it as well. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's definitely something serious, but it's gonna always be hype with like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it was that serious and you're that worried about China stuff coming from there, they would shut it down. They don't.
Right.
With fashion over, half everything keep crushing.
Me, what now?
It was watered down from the oven.
Yeah, it, I don't know.
It ain't.
And they got that pizzazz.
No, it don't.
I still think the winner so far is this peach. Matter of fact, my fourth listed one.
Crush peach.
Exotic pop, the wrong way.
Now it tastes better that it ain't watered down, but it ain't really.
My madness, you see this theory about like the flu comes from the flu shot. The flu shot has never had the flu.
I've had the flu, but I've never had a flu shot.
I've never had the flu shot.
And I hadn't had the flu since I stopped taking the flu shot. But my mom, wife, had to take the flu shot. Here's what they see.
Yeah, because I saw my grandmother take one when I was younger, and she got really ill.
Yeah.
And so that makes me
afraid
of it. I've had the flu twice. The second time I had it was just a few years ago. Was it 2 years ago? Lee was sick, and I took it to the emergency room, not knowing she had the flu.
Mm-hmm.
And so I pretty much put myself in the car with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
I drove the flu around the city.
Mm-hmm.
That in the weight room with the flu.
Left it in your car.
Left it in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And call myself getting home when they find, because what they do is, oh, you got the flu. They bring in masks. It's too late.
Mm-hmm.
I just drove around with the flu. I would do it again, you know, for a friend. Took her to go get her medicine, because at this point I have been, you know, I went home, washed hair, took out everything, lights out my car now, but it was too late. That was on a Sunday. By Tuesday I had the flu. So it wasn't no way, you know, to kind of get around it. I put myself in this situation. But it took me almost a month to get over it.
Mm.
A week. I could go back to work in a week. But the flu will have you feel like you damn near dying. But I won't take the flu shot.
Flu hell. Is it true that a little bit of flu is in every flu shot?
Yeah. That's what it's, because it has to make you, just like immunization.
Okay.
It has the disease in it to make
right.
you immune to it.
Right, because it's like a snake bite when they give you the medicine, when they give you the thing. Not snake bite, it's
I know you was there. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, I'm not a fan of the flu vaccine. At all.
So, on the topic of it says powerful, another question for y'all.
Okay.
Is head the most powerful part of sex?
No.
So a person can have like amazing sex and you don't need a head?
Yeah.
I mean, I like head.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it's the most.
I got you. So to say it's amazing, you don't need
it. I think it's a preference.
Right. Okay.
I think it's a preference. Some people don't like it.
Yeah, keep in mind, though, it seems like oral sex ain't been around about 20-something years.
On a large scale
where I just remember when I was in high school.
Sister said only white girls.
Yeah, and for a guy, like you kind of look like for a black guy to, when I was in high school, to do oral sex.
Don't eat no coochie.
Yeah, you know, like, you, that then, was too, not anything then, that you
everybody were said that.
Uh-huh.
Until the first time you ate coochie,
yeah,
and you come up like Krispy Kreme, you knew it was a winner. Soon as you ate, that this was a guy eat coochie for the first time. And you go to the finish line. There's no way you ain't eating coochie anymore.
But you might be most definitely right, though. Because it was
supposed to. They lied to me, though. They did not say coochie cream.
No, because they said that it's the most disgusting thing you could ever do. So it was like, hell no, I don't eat.
You know what I mean?
That shit just lied to tell you.
Man.
I put somebody out of my house at 2 o'clock in the morning for extra eating.
What?
Yeah, I was 22. I wasn't doing that yet. So they got put out.
Number one, guys, don't ask for head. Put that shit to the lips.
You gotta let that be.
If you the man,
but they gonna let you know.
Because
if your power meter is like up there, you ain't gonna have to ask.
This how you know. This how you know if you're on a 7, close to a 10.
Yeah.
What you want me to do with that? And then I don't use it. And how you do it?
Yeah.
Boy, get on, put your pants on, trash.
Yeah, bro, boom.
Just put it right at that mouth.
You got to
put it right. If she talk anything about don't use lips,
if she look up at you and say,
you kind of good. If you on the pin, if she doesn't, put it to that mouth, the motherfucker just get the.
You better not tell nobody, I ain't never did this before, this ain't like me.
Right.
Yeah.
In that she's 7 to 9.
Right. I agree.
Straight. Pull it out to the mouth, that's 10.
If she slap it and be like, what the hell am I supposed to do with it? Sit down.
Like you said, it's 2 a.m. Get out. Get out. She just went from a get out. All I said was slap something. So now I got to get out. Relationship. 30 plus years. I'm not gonna get to my
right. We have survived our relationship.
Well, you know.
Yeah, so they are not going anywhere. there. And I'm not saying you have to like them. I'm not saying you have to have a conversation with them because they're my friends. Because I've never been the person to say I don't like your friends or you can't go nowhere with your friends. I don't care about your friends.
Yeah.
They're yours.
Right, right. And my friend's not going to disrespect anybody.
Right.
I'm gonna whether it's a jump off,
married,
whoever, they ain't really tripping on that. You know, we'll bust each other balls about it, but they're not going to disrespect you, so they're really not going to give you no point. Not to lie.
Robbie just commented stability.
Stability, yes. You're not saving a relationship, you know.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Could.
And mental.
Is that a female?
Yeah. That's
nah, man, too.
I was going to say, do women look for stability more than we do?
I think it's different types of stability. Like you said, you know,
like
you want the person to be stable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just financially stable,
yeah.
Mentally stable, you know, just
yeah.
Some form of stability. You don't want, no one wants to be changing jobs or
I just want,
every 6 days.
Yeah.
You're not gonna, it's going to worry the shit out of whoever not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you said, they're going to drive the communication away.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to drive the person away.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of times in relationships, even though the sex might be good, but once that communication and the stability breaks down, that makes it easy for the guy or the woman to drift away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, either they don't love you, but it's the nagging for whoever. The instability, the bullshit that whichever part doing. But then, guess what?
Yeah.
The next thing you know, they're going on.
And
now, they could go on, just be going on. We're not saying that just because you don't do this, it won't happen. But
keep
on trying to be together. Stability. You really got many words.
I know this has been a big issue for me. Whoever you was when I met you, that's who the fuck you better be in two, 3 years.
Yeah,
and that doesn't always happen because a lot of people are their representative, who they think because they like you or they
right.
know what you about. I used to have a dude tell me, oh, I'm all about computers. I'm a computer person. I used to build computers back when they were easy, you know. So I would take old computers and redo them and sell them. That was like my side hustle. So I know all about this computer stuff. You ain't got email account.
Oh.
What's your email address? Oh, I ain't got one.
You called me on my phone 3, 4, 5.
Because I needed to send him something. And so he came over to the house and you should have thought, he didn't know how to turn it on. So that's what I'm thinking of representative is because that was what I was interested in. He all of a sudden a big computer person. I would have been perfectly fine. That's you telling me you volunteered that lie. If that's not your thing, that's just not your thing. So we got to stop being our representatives. We have to be our true self at all times. And that way you won't be fooling people into thinking you are something that you're not. And then it's almost like a shock. Like, who the hell? Like, there's who the hell did I marry?
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you're with somebody that you don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be authentic.
Be authentic, be honest, communicate. Communication is such an important thing. Communication might be right neck and neck with anything that you can say that will, you know, keep a relationship together.
Right.
Communication is.
Because without communication, you won't know that your partner is going down the road.
I'm talking like,
your partner not even
telling
you. I mean, don't let it fester up.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the problem, whatever it is.
You will want your partner to be.
You know,
mm-hmm. open about it and be able to communicate.
Because you're wrong. This is not your parents and this is not your children.
Right.
So,
right.
If when your husband comes to the bed at 4 o'clock in the morning, every morning, and he want to turn the TV on, and you want to have the motherfucking volume on 5. I'm turning the motherfucker up. Now, we're going to argue every day or we're going to communicate. But in other words, don't wait till day 10 to blow up about it. You know.
Right.
So, yeah, but it's a lot of, and it doesn't fit everybody. You know,
right.
My needs and wants may not be your needs and wants, but I really truly believe that when two people get together that are like-minded and wanting, not alike, but like-minded,
mm-hmm.
and looking to have the same thing. So if you have one person that's trying to build and do something, the other person needs to be building it. That's why I remember we went into a restaurant, me and my aunt, this was years ago, and it was an unattractive couple together. I mean, it was tax time and they were rubbing on each other. But I want somebody to love me like that. I said, but do you feel? Because they were in it, you know, and no BS, but they were in the same part of their lives. Like, you have some people that don't want anything.
Yeah.
Like, you have some people that want to continue to stay where they are, do what they want to do. And if you find your like-minded person, y'all in love, y'all you know, mm-hmm. eat together. But everybody's not like this. Some people have standards and some people want things.
I do think like that's something that if we take away something then like the light minded person or something like, you know what I mean, that's gonna stick. And mm-hmm. I hope it stick with people out there. Cause I couldn't agree more with it. Like you gonna need somebody on the same wavelength with you. So that shit to work
to make it 10, 15, 20 years.
Cause look, it's like with me. I'm frugal, but then I can spend. I can go either one way. But if I meet someone that wants to put all our disposable income in this huge house so it looks good to others, when I want to stay in this house that I done renovated that I only pay $400 a month in mortgage for,
right.
because you like how it looks, then we don't need to be together because I'm not about how it looks. I want more income in my account.
That's what I was about to touch on is out of all things, and this is a new category over the last 10 years, is if you want a successful relationship, stay the hell off social media. Because I've seen too many relationships, it seems like it begins as a relationship and then it becomes a social media type thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
we need people to know that we're doing good. Like, even the pictures and stuff people take, they're not even happy when they're taking the pictures.
It's like, I told you with my son it's only 15 seconds.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then it's the 11th picture.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that it's the first page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no,
that's the that's what it's for.
Right.
But it can also be dangerous. I've never really been, as many people I know, many folks, I'm only really posting about events and shit going on. Stuff
mm-hmm.
I'm busting and selling.
I'm just
going to be. I just don't do it.
But I will say, like, if you got, like, you know what I mean, there's some relationships, you know, mine included, social media don't do shit for us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it don't. It's not even, like, a hiccup for us at all. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I guess.
But y'all been together 7 years.
I was going to say we were just before Facebook was even invented. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we laugh at the whole image thing that, you know,
mm-hmm.
the relationships that are paired, the social media relationships and whatnot. But, you know, if you got, like, a strong foundation, I don't care what social media can bring or what it creates or what type of temptation that it produces.
But like you said, your foundation better be strong.
Right.
You got to be.
That's
you can't be the person in the relationship pre-social media and social media come on, then all of a sudden,
but that's like,
you went last night, and now you have 855 likes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that don't care nothing about it, it's not going to affect them.
Mm-hmm.
But the person, like we always say, who sat at the lunch table, had to sit on the road by themselves, that 855 got them on a whole other.
You know, it's okay.
It can.
It's gonna turn.
Won't.
It's gonna change.
But if you already was,
I've seen
not necessarily popular, but just whatever or don't care about it, it won't.
I've seen, and me and Joe, we used to have this conversation years ago. I've seen, especially in the club, me and you've had this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
People become caricatures of themselves by what social media allows. Like, if you're popular at one thing, you know, like they're gonna start doing it do it to death.
Your shirt off in the club when you come to the club, you get your shout out.
Yep.
And your bottle's up. You
buy one. I've seen somebody.
We've seen it.
I've seen somebody buy a bottle in the club and start buying bottles in the club. And they know it's gonna crash hard.
We've seen dudes get ready to buy bottles in the club. At the world famous, shout out to the world famous Kennedy's too. And the bartender would tell them, we don't have fire. That's sparklers. We're out of fire for the day. So they don't even want the bar.
Mm-hmm.
Are you fucking serious?
For the 15 cent sparkler.
Right. Yeah. I helped usher that in downtown. I told them, these 15 cent sparklers will be 50 additional bottles.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $49.85 markup.
Mm-hmm.
But if we didn't have the fire, I can't tell you. Oh, we don't want the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
How does the fire make the bottle? Is that goes?
Because I always found it funny. I always found it funny, like, the moment they get the bottle with the sparkle, they knew exactly where the camera was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could find the incident. They knew exactly where it was.
We got stories for that. That's going to be pre-arranged anyway.
Yeah, you know,
I'm trying to show up to the club.
But it's just,
right.
I'm not trying to say.
What's Kennedy's in it? I think that part of the reason I stopped going out. Like, I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what a drink costs. Like,
yeah, man, it's just wild. So,
pardon shots. We down to the end. I'll go first this time.
Social media.
Yeah.
That's so crazy, bro. Social media. That's a person that I know, right?
No, it
no,
ain't.
Like,
yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Like, I know.
They from here. That's what I'm not.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you this. Thank them, star. Unbelievable. That's social media right now. This my part shot. I can't show y'all, but that's social media right now.
My parting shot is, I totally forgot, is the importance of, I really have forgotten, that sex is important, but sex is not the most important thing in a relationship. It is finding someone who has common goals and common visions as you, because looks are going to go away at some point, you know, like you mentioned earlier, erectile dysfunction may come, but having someone that you can spend time, which they...
I mean, you
don't. It's inevitable, right?
The 20-year-old Jay, 40-year-old Jay, that's different.
Right.
Without enhancement.
Right. So you might as well have someone that you can laugh and have a conversation with.
I actually think sex is an enhancement to it.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. It's like the
well said.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry, cherry
on top.
It's like you vibe and y'all have goals and then
And
Cause now I gotta go try to buy one. So it's somewhere in there. Part shot though. Sex is powerful, man. It's an amazing thing. But I think our girl said it best, that it's an enhancement to the relationship. It can't be the thing that keep it together. I look at it like, don't be selfish in relationships. You feel what I'm saying? Like, allow yourself to make yourself happy and allow your partner to make themselves happy. And then just come together in that happiness and just learn what makes each other happy and just, you know, move forward like that. But sex, you know, it's an incredible thing, but just don't let it be the thing. Like, you're going to have to make sure the foundation is strong. It's just a nice topic on top of it. I mean, pun intended.
Yeah, because you better have something else to build on.
Got to.
You better. Because I know with me, once my nerves slip, that's the first thing that dries up. Like, that's the first thing I don't want to be bothered. That's the first thing that goes. That lets me know my relationship is about to be over.
Got you.
Because I don't even want to bother. Now I got to fake sleep.
I gave you all my thoughts.
the people.
B-side.
I can't
B-side
say nothing about life.
I was saying my part. Like, everybody seen those just... Again, add on to what they're saying. Of course, it's not going to keep your relationship. Don't look for it because, like we all saying, you can have amazing sex with the person that you live with, then all of a sudden you feel instant right after,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's not going to be. It's not necessarily like the movies. 3 hours later, then it's all waning. It can actually be good, and you can actually
right at the end.
Just
you regret it.
Either one of them, the man or the woman, whoever.
And build on intimacy, like. I think that's something that got lost in the conversation earlier, too. Intimacy is an incredible, incredible part of a relationship. Build on those intimate moments.
It's top five coming out now.
Oh, yeah, but, you know. I was going to freestyle it.
Keep going.
You know, I'm going to let y'all eat
them.
I'm going to let y'all have them. Now, which one of these drinks we said was number one? Because I got to take me a ball.
The crush.
Yeah,
peach.
This crushed piece. I'm gonna take this crushed piece, put it on some rock, and let y'all know what it's like. Next week. Straight up.
Game 7 radio.
Game 7.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah. Yeah. Me too, boy. Yeah, this is my classmate, dog.
Yeah, I remember her.
Man, my God. I seen them all. I tried to speak to her. She's like, turn her nose up at me. Are you fucking shitting me?
She turned her nose off. She thinks
she's
bad for real.
She a soft.
I shit you not.
Turned her nose all the way up on you.
Okay, what you got?